Traditionally, late February is about the time when runners who prefer logging miles out of doors are just itching for a race. Not many 5K or 10K runs are scheduled for what is usually the chilliest time of the year. This year, a new 5K with an interesting backstory will be open to all runners on Saturday. The Community 5K and Fun Run began when members of the Congregation of the Community, a church based in Fayetteville, became interested in fitness. Diane Schultz, the race director and a member of the community, says at first people were exercising on their own. Then a few decided to run together. Then running for many of them became something of a passion.
We started running. We started meeting on Saturdays and running different parks here in Fayetteville. That's kind of how it started. And then we did our first 5K together, several of us, quite a few, in fact, about 13 of us did a 5K in Fort Smith. And I did it personally. I did it to support a young lady who was really excited about doing a 5K. And I thought, I'm not interested in doing organized races, but she was so excited. It was just my support of her. And lo and behold, I got hooked. I don't know what it is about races, but I was so excited, just the environment and the camaraderie and all that.
Many of the other runners in the church felt a similar enthusiasm and decided to train for a 10K, training that meant they were looking for a late winter tune-up.
Last year, in January, several of us were training for a 10K, and we needed a 5K at the end of January, and there were no 5Ks around. And so we thought, that's a good time to have a run if you're going to have one when nobody else is doing it.
The runners in the church began contemplating staging their own 5K in February. Their race, like most of those organized in the region, would benefit a nonprofit. And organizers didn't have to look far for a good fit.
Well, we incorporated in 2009.
Misty Newcomb is the director of Prism Education Center, a nonprofit dedicated to improving education and providing education opportunities for at-risk students. Misty is also a member of the Congregation of the Community Church.
We won several grants to do research and to practical research to look into what we could do in this particular region to create more options for parents in terms of educational programs for their children. Our emphasis has always been on low-income children, yet as a parent of kids who are, you know, who are not necessarily considered disadvantaged. Mm-hmm. I want high quality programs for them. And one of the things that we have found in our research is that really socioeconomic integration has a lot of benefits for all kids involved. And it really has no challenges as long as you build a strong culture. And so one of the things that we have found is that often there are programs that are specifically set apart for low income kids. And those programs are sometimes lower quality than we think, you know, should be. And then there are programs for upper-income kids, and those are high-quality programs, but only people who can afford to get their kids in those programs can reap the benefit of that.
Misty Newcomb is one of the members of the congregation who began running relatively recently. She says she started as she was working on the beginnings of Prism Education Center, and those two activities complemented each other well.
And I was trying to develop perseverance inside and endurance, and so that's actually, honest to goodness, why I started running. And so this feels like a real perfect event for us because it encapsulates all of the things that Prism and the kids and the reason that I started running and putting that all in together to support, you know, really the children of Northwest Arkansas.
As Misty's work involved in getting Prism Education Center functional led to her running, her desire to create more educational opportunities for children in Northwest Arkansas led to her work with Prism.
There are good programs in Northwest Arkansas, but I think people underestimate the need we have in Northwest Arkansas. We have a lot of families that work but still can't afford to you know, pay for their children to have childcare after school. And so a lot of kids go home when parents are not there because they're working to empty houses or to programs that parents don't necessarily prefer for their kids. And a lot of kids have academic needs that need to be addressed during that time. And it's kind of hard to do that, you know, when kids are in large groups. And so we wanted to kind of create a program that could really meet the needs of each individual child that came into our doors.
Many of the members of the community church, which meets weekly at the Boys and Girls Club in Fayetteville, will be volunteering at the run that begins Saturday morning at 8 a.m. in West Fork. For more information about the run, you can go to thecommunityrun.com. And for more information about Prism Education Center, prismeducationcenter.org.